Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
A radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's Gallant.
That's a G.
Joe and George.
Thanks, Joe.
Okay. Yeah.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant and Joe George.
The NBA trade deadline has come and gone. And your Houston Rockets have not done anything since our last update, where they acquired Tyler Zeller,
Cody.
And yesterday,
Cody,
whatever,
sorry.
Same thing. They're all Zellers to me.
Get close.
I don't see color, but I do see last names.
Yeah, they're brothers.
Sure. They're related.
Yeah.
It's not Tyler. It's Cody Zeller. Is Tyler Zeller good?
No. Cody okay. Zeller's better.
Okay.
But he's also, I don't know if I'd put good on Cody Zeller.
Is there a good Zeller? That's not to say that there's bad Zellers, like there's, or asking it like, are there good Nazis? No, I'm just asking, is there a good Zeller?
I don't think so.
Not at basketball? Okay.
They definitely don't love the comparison. Cody was better at one point.
Yeah.
But neither are good anymore.
Okay. Jaden Springer's the guy the Rockets got yesterday. Kevin Durant, he stays in Phoenix. Jimmy Butler, he is a Golden State Warrior. Obviously, Luka Doncic traded on Saturday from the Mavericks to the Lakers.
Besides that, like Marcus Smart just got moved.
Marcus Smart
to the Wizards.
On the Wizards?
Kevin Porter Jr. was traded from the Clippers to the Milwaukee Bucks. Oh,
wouldn't it be so funny if Kevin Porter Jr. is the reason that the Bucks figure it out? It won't be, by the way.
Yeah.
It won't be. That guy's a complete knucklehead. That's the polite way to put it.
I mean, you don't think that, like, you know, Giannis, Dame, KPJ, and Kyle Kuzma is winning a championship.
I bet Kuzma and KPJ are going to hang out a lot.
I bet
that's my reaction to this.
Why did you say Kyle Kuzma's name after Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard?
You're right. He was in the middle of the photo that Shams tweeted out.
No move by the Rockets. You cool with that?
Yeah, I'm fine with it. I mean, I'll be curious who gets cut next because we'll have to make some roster changes here.
Ooh.
Acquiring two guys. Brian Windhorst, apparently on ESPN, is suggesting that in the buyout market, the Rockets could be active for Ben Simmons as a potential option, which would be interesting.
Is he on a team?
Yeah. He's playing this year. He's played some basketball this year.
He has?
Yeah.
His team's 2-0 against the Rockets.
Yeah.
The Brooklyn Nets.
I had no idea he was on the Nets. I don't think he wasn't playing.
I think he's out right now.
Yeah, he definitely didn't play on Monday.
He's clearly, yeah. He's always out. But he has played this year?
Yeah.
Okay, interesting. That's surprising. That is truly news to me. Tuesday. The last time I saw Ben Simmons, he was on a podcast talking about how he wishes that he had appreciated his time in Philadelphia more. I was like, oh, yeah, they're never going to love you, dude. They all think that you're a bitch. Like, they always will. Because you stop playing while making all that money. Oh, I gotta go away from my mental health. Now, we can shame certain people for claiming mental health as a reason for stepping away from a job where you're making that much money. But interesting. Ben Simmons.
Yeah, 33 games this year. He's averaging about 5 rebounds.
What do you do? Do you bring him in and you set
7 assists?
Put him in stocks on
your
the court.
Point guard?
Though that might be a little bit Dennis Schroeder adjacent. You put him in the Rockets locker room. And you just tell Amen Thompson every day, don't be this guy.
Oh, he's, you know what he is? He's a lesson.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
he's
what I mean.
The scared, scared straight program.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ime Udoka just constantly says nice things to Ben Simmons. And then whenever Ben Simmons turns his back, he goes up to Amen Thompson. He's like, you want to be like this bitch?
Yeah, right.
I think the most,
like bitch
honestly,
in here, right?
I think the most important thing for the Rockets that happens here at the deadline is Golden State got significantly better by adding Jimmy Butler. It doesn't mean they're going to be a great team, but the Spurs got better by adding De'Aaron Fox. And the Rockets own a 2025 Phoenix Suns first-round pick that is going to end up in the lottery. So not that they need another young player, but they're going to have another lottery pick.
Even more so on the Phoenix side than the pick this year. The Phoenix Suns very openly were shopping and were looking to trade Kevin Durant.
They got nothing.
They got nothing for him. The trade didn't happen. He stepped in and said, don't want to go to the Warriors. And the Warriors were like, then we probably shouldn't trade for you. I think that what this is the kind of beginning, I guess not the beginning of the end. The beginning of the end is when they probably traded for Bradley Beal. But the beginning of the end of this Phoenix thing with Booker and at the very least Durant. Where it feels like in June, we're already set up for Kevin Durant felt disrespected that the Suns were looking to offload him to get Jimmy Butler, who's not a better player than him. And because of that, and the fact that they missed the playoffs or lost in the first round, mm-hmm. is why Kevin Durant has now requested a trade. And this is what it feels like this deadline moved us closer towards, I guess, as far as the Rockets go.
Right.
And it has nothing to do with the Rockets when you turn on your TV on Space City Home Network.
Great point. It's, hey, this is an off-season possibility.
This thing is crumbling.
This is a day for us to have fun on the air in June and July because we'll actually have news to talk about if it does go down.
I mean, even then, like, you have to wonder with Devin Booker is, like, how long does he want to be there? Because they won't trade him unless he demands a trade.
And that goes hand-in-hand with Durant to me. That if Durant's like, hey, I'm out of here, that raises the possibility that Booker is out. And now Booker has been one of these loyalty guys who, you know, earlier this week, he became the all-time leading scorer for the Phoenix Suns in their second straight loss to the Portland Trailblazers, which I feel like is a notable thing to tack onto that, where they lost two straight games to the Trailblazers. That I get he's the leading scorer and it's the only team he ever wants to play for. At some point, you got to look at the future in Phoenix, not just with the guys on the team, but the fact they mortgaged their future to be this bad. I don't know.
I mean, they literally traded a 2031 first-round pick to acquire draft capital that they then used today to trade away players.
Yes, to offload.
So, like, they traded away a pick that is not for 7 more years. They could be the worst team in the NBA, and they're like, we're so bad right now with Jokic or –
Nurkic.
Yusuf Nurkic. You just Jokic.
Yeah, there's different guys.
A little dyslexia. It's dyslexia.
No, there is a Jokic in the NBA.
You just contracted it.
I have that. No, I have occasionally have this happen where I will say the wrong syllable for a last name as the first syllable of a first name.
I got you.
But they're on the cusp of blowing up. Like that's what matters the most for the Rockets is like if you want Kevin Durant, you want Devin Booker, you have all your draft capital. You now their pick will be a lottery pick. Most likely. It feels like it will be.
Most likely. Maybe it's 16th or something.
Yeah. So, that's where they're headed. And that's all that is good for the Rockets. Is that if they want to move on and they want a lottery pick this year, you control it.
You get better leverage this offseason, for sure. So, as far as Ben Simmons and the possibility, let's go back to that.
Do we have to? Okay.
Well, first off, let's just go around the room. How realistic is that? Ime Udoka and Ben Simmons? Are you kidding me?
He coached them, didn't he?
Well, did they over? I think they.
They might have overlapped in Brooklyn for a little bit.
Yeah, they would have.
Let me.
How long is he? Has Ben Simmons been there for 4 years?
Yeah, he's been there for a while.
Is that before this year? Was that the last time
he was traded for Harden?
Oh yeah, God.
He played in
time flies.
So 22-23. So Ime would have already been. That was the year Ime was suspended.
Oh, okay, so they did not overlap.
No,
okay.
Right, because he was in Boston.
Oh, maybe. Well, now I have to look up when Ime was in Philadelphia, because I think he was with the Sixers for a while.
But I'm open to the idea of just like a flyer, bench player.
If he didn't represent everything that Ime Udoka hates, I wouldn't hate it as, hey, Joe, you want that backup point guard?
Yeah.
This is a way better backup point guard. The guy's huge. And if he actually gives a damn about fixing his reputation, sure.
So Ime Udoka was an assistant coach on the 2019-2020 Philadelphia 76ers.
So they overlapped.
Yeah.
So isn't that when he started doing all the stuff that he did?
No, that was 2021.
Gotcha.
That was when he was peeing down his leg in the Atlanta series.
Maybe like, that's why he needed he needed Udoka all this time.
Exactly.
But he only takes 5 shots a game right now when he's out there. So you would be bringing him in for defense, rebounding, passing.
Well, you may as well max out as
because
that's really all you are at this point in time.
I mean, he's really like a backup center almost even at this point. Like he's not even like
He's a very weird player. He's always been a weird player. Now he's just like a worse version of the weird player he already was.
No moves for the Houston Rockets at the trade deadline. 713-780-3776 to call or text in if you want to weigh in on that. On the other side, one of the biggest analysts in the NBA may have thrown shade at the Houston Rockets. Is he justified, and does that make today his take a failure? Stay put.
ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's Gallant and George
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Get ready for Eat Drink HTX. Kicks off February 15th, a two-week-long dining event to support Houston area restaurants and raise money for two great charities, the Houston Food Bank and Kids Meals. Every meal at participating restaurants creates a donation to the charities. Eat Drink HTX is a sister event to the popular Houston Restaurant Weeks with the same motto, dine out and do good. Get a sneak peek at the menus right now at eatdrinkhtx.com. I don't know why, looking at Joe George's Miss Vickers jalapeno chips in here, and I'm craving a meatball sub. How do the two link to one another? I don't know.
Potbelly, right?
Oh, yeah. Potbelly has this brand of chips, and they're Cajun, and I truly could not tell you what they are off the top of my head, but they're so good.
I know what you're talking about, though. They are very good.
I'm getting myself
I was
hungry.
Thinking the same thing, sandwich for dinner tonight. It's just me and the little guy tonight. My wife will be at work.
No, I got to stay off bread. I feel fat right now. I can't do it. I'm in my little anorexic phase, okay? Can't help it. It sucks.
Well, then just get the meatballs.
No. I'm not going to get any of that.
He's not going to eat?
Clean. Yeah, just not going to eat. I'm not going to eat tonight.
Just chicken? You're going to go on the Andrew Carlson diet?
Well, I already am on the Andrew Carlson diet. It's like turkey, burger, chicken, and buffalo. Right. Like on the weekends, I have one cheat day. Whatever. No one cares. I'm sorry. I'm indulging.
Everyone knows Andrew Carlson. It's okay. Your food smells good. Andrew's just looked bland.
Yeah. Yeah. Carlson's on the Paul Gallant diet.
I cook healthy food, but it also tastes good.
Yes.
There's a blend that you have to do. Paul, you're white. You can't. Well, I learned from my, no offense, family.
Mm-hmm.
You got to add seasoning to stuff.
Yeah, you do.
Not to say my mom doesn't. My mom's a great cook, but my mom didn't put a lot of seasoning in things. I have learned that it's all about the spice rack. All about the spice rack, people.
Same thing growing up.
Every man needs to have a spice rack. You need to understand what the spices do. You had the bland stuff growing up?
Yeah.
Mm.
Sorry, mom.
Listen, they gave you food. That's all that matters at the end of the day. But you all should learn how to cook for yourself, and it's all about the spice rack.
Always.
You need some saffron in your life, some cumin in your life. You need some pepper, garlic powder. Like that, those, start off with that every single time. If you don't have black pepper or garlic powder in your house, I'll kill you. Now, I'm saying that by, like, words, not like
physically.
Yeah, I was
saying, like, is that what you tell when you're going on a date? Like, hey, if I come over.
Yeah,
and I try to cook for you.
I'll
no black
kill
pepper.
You.
I'm like going full OJ.
Tim Robinson and I think you should leave. Right. No, I don't do that. I'm just saying, though, you need a spice rack.
Yeah.
Speaking of spice racks, some would argue the Houston Rockets, they don't need a spice rack. They just need a backup point guard. So there's a possibility of Ben Simmons, I guess, joining the Rockets post-trade deadline. But we also heard this shade from Brian Windhorst, who says that the top of the Western Conference ain't that spicy in the eyes of the East.
There's not a lot of fear from the teams. There's not a lot of fear from the teams out there about these teams at the top of the West. Mm. Now.
Oh, you mean the teams that made the deals don't fear Oklahoma City
and Houston.
And maybe that's going to look like a mistake when Oklahoma City punches some giant holes in these teams.
Yeah.
The disrespect.
There's a lot of disrespect.
I mean, I don't respect the teams at the bottom of the Western Conference.
How about that?
How about that? Fat Luka?
Hey.
Broken Anthony Davis?
Hmm?
Just saying. De'Aaron Fox ain't never played in a playoff game. Actually, yeah. Maybe he has, but not many.
He has, but not many.
Wemby like looks like Wemby looks like he could break any minute.
Hmm? I mean, Wemby, you're not. Get in the playoffs, buddy. Yeah. Get in the play-in, all right?
It's a double-edged sword because, yeah, it means the Rockets could actually do some stuff this year. But on the other side of things, it also means that if they don't do stuff, this might have been an opportunity wasted, right?
I think that's a very fair way to look at it. I think there will be Rockets fans that look at this team and say, this is an opportunity wasted.
Nathan Tope comments, it's a shame the Rockets didn't make a move for Giannis. I'd love to see a starting five of Simmons, Green, Thompson, Giannis, and Şengün. Okay. I don't know that Giannis would have forced
Who's
his way
shooting
out
the
this
basketball
quickly.
On that team?
It's just brute force. It's football. I kind of, this is the, again, I would like this team. It would be aesthetically displeasing in the eyes of many. I'd kind of like it. I'd like it. It's just a physical team that can't hit any free throws between Şengün and Giannis. Yikes. That
and
not,
Simmons. Oh
God, and Simmons, totally like, about that. And Jalen Green, not like he can really shoot the ball
but,
that well.
But you're not scoring any points on that team. You're not.
Also, who are they trading to get Giannis? Okay.
Yeah, whatever. Just to bring it back to this, is it a missed opportunity not getting one of these guys, given that it is open? And, I mean, shoot, we saw Kawhi Leonard go to the Raptors on a rental, right? And didn't that work out for a title?
Yeah. Yes. The Raptors were also – they're a perennial playoff team that basically swapped out DeRozan for Kawhi.
And Fred VanVleet was there.
Yeah, that's true.
He was the sixth man.
I think it's also
not
a –
best player.
You can't call it a missed opportunity when – the players that you specifically like really want to see be members of the Rockets, Giannis, Booker, Durant, none of them were traded. So it's not like the Rockets were in the mix on these guys and didn't offer enough to get a deal done. Like, they're not in on on Luka. No one was in on Luka. Like, they're not in on De'Aaron Fox because it seems like he only wanted to be a Spur and they want to sign him to a long-term deal. So, no, I don't think the Rockets missed out because the guys they wanted weren't available. Like, that's just the reality. Yeah, I mean, that's
they will
did.
Be in June.
Yeah.
And they, not only were they not available and they couldn't make it happen, like, they didn't request trade. Like, the guy,
right.
You know, Giannis is the guy we used as an example. Wasn't available. Not even really, like, murmured to be available. Booker, same thing. It's really Durant is the only one that's, like, kind of was getting shopped by his team that you didn't pull the trigger on.
And even then, like, Durant, it's hard to tell, like, what he was really being shopped for.
Yeah,
like,
it might have just been for that deal.
Because, like, they wanted Jimmy Butler. Like, yeah, were they really shopping him so they could, like, only get Jimmy? Or, like, was there another move? Like, did they call the Rockets? Which I'm sure we'll learn in the next, like,
so it's been reported
hours.
That other teams called the Suns to get on the Durant stuff.
But the Suns only wanted to have something that can help them right now, yeah, as opposed to draft picks, and perhaps they reevaluate that in June.
Yeah, Bob Myers was on the ESPN trade deadline show, and he said that the Grizzlies were one of the teams that Ooh. Made an approach on Durant.
That would have been pretty scary.
That would have been crazy.
Ja and Durant?
That'd be interesting.
I would have enjoyed that.
Yeah, I'm good with this deadline.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little boring, yeah, but it's ultimately about continuing to develop, you know? I mean, it would be so awesome if they somehow pulled off a title this year, but that's like a 1% chance of happening. And we've been saying that for a while, but this is a very fun season. Sit back and enjoy it. They're a lot more watchable than they've ever been. And I think standing pat at the trade deadline provides opportunities for guys like Reed Shepard to continue to play. And you have so many young players right now. I think this year, sure, to a degree, it's about, hey, can they get to the playoffs and can they advance in the playoffs? But it's also Thunderdome. It's iron sharpening iron in-house. It's at the end of this, who is Ime Udoka going to trust the most? And who is he going to say, you know what, we can probably ship you off for either future picks or package you to get the guys that we really want, Devin Booker number one and Kevin Durant number two.
Yeah, and even like if Booker was available, the Rockets might not be in play right now because they wisely signed Jalen and Şengün to good contracts this offseason. You can't trade either of those guys until the summer. They're not allowed to be traded because of the collective bargaining agreement.
Oh, because of modern slavery, I thought you were going to say.
Well, that's part of it.
Got it.
But, like, so it's totally fine. And I think you have to look at what Boston just did. They just won a championship. It took them a while to get there, probably longer than they would have wanted. But they kept their core together, and they waited and they waited and they waited, and then all of a sudden Kristaps Porzingis was available. They traded Marcus Smart. They got Kristaps, and they won a championship. So like it's all about striking when the iron's hot, when the guy is available that you want. And my guess is there is a big trade this summer happening. That's what my gut tells me.
Yeah, I wonder if they'd had the leverage to get Booker. It seems like the Suns are like, no, we're not doing that yet. So is there some sort of inside job that can be done? Can they do anything to perhaps make Devin Booker feel a little less happy?
Do we know anyone on the Suns?
I don't know.
Any former Rockets players there?
Does someone try to set him up in Scottsdale?
I mean, he does have to be teammates with, you know, Grayson Allen, so that must suck.
A lot of CIA guys getting bought out of their contracts. You know, Tillman Fertitta, is he above, you know, buying someone to make something happen? Where Devin Booker's like, hey, how about you force a trade to the Rockets? We'll fix it. We'll figure it all out.
We'll take care of it.
Sorry, I'm turning this into an episode of Ray Donovan, but
hey, it's Tinfoil Thursday.
Yeah, Tinfoil Hat Thursday. I'm just offering the possibility.
Yeah.
Listen, Tillman Fertitta has diplomatic immunity now. I think that's how it works. He's a diplomat to Italy.
I think it only works in Italy.
Oh, dang.
I think so.
Diplomatic immunity.
I was thinking of Lethal Weapon.
Yeah, Lethal Weapon 2.
I think that's how that works.
Okay. We don't know much about much.
Although it can be revoked after someone pulls a gun on you, so I don't know how good it is.
All right, Galan and George, the Rockets did nothing at the trade deadline. 713-780-3776 to call in to text, and you can join us for How Far Is Too Far. Shout out to the text line for the cleanup on Isle Me. The chips I was talking about, which I still really want, are the Zapp's Cajun chips. Yeah, those things rule. Up next, How Far Is Too Far? And if you have any thoughts on what the Rockets didn't do at the trade deadline or the idea of Ben Simmons, you can weigh in on ESPN Houston, on YouTube, at ESPN 975 on Twitch. Stay put. First, though, hey, free stuff, free stuff, free stuff. It's the free stuff time of the show. You like fishing? Well, guess what? You got to go to the 50th annual fishing show, February 12th through 16th at the George R. Brown Convention Center. It's got everything for the fishermen. Rods, reels, lures, factory reps, guides. From Alaska to South America, dozens of fully rigged boats and hundreds of kayaks, plus continuous clinics by expert fishermen, saltwater, freshwater. They help you out on that front. And there's a kids clinic on Saturday and Sunday with giveaways. If you love fishing or you just want to learn about fishing, don't miss the 50th annual fishing show. Check out HoustonFishingShow.com, and we're giving away a pair of tickets right now. Caller number 713-780-3776. You get a pair of tickets to the Houston Fishing Show. Huzzah!
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's Gallant and George.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
No moves by the Houston Rockets. The trade deadline 30 minutes ago. At least no moves that would get you going. That are going to have you feeling like a skyrocket in flight. Whoop! Afternoon delight. Woo-hoo! And afternoon delight.
Yep. None of that made me feel that way.
Nothing.
No. I wanted to. I wanted to feel that way.
I wanted Kevin Durant or Devin Booker. Now I'm looking for a hooker. Skyrocket in flight. No Rockets trade deadline. Much to not my delight. Not to my delight. Okay, I'll stop.
No, keep going.
We're just improv. What do you got next? Here. Nothing really. So they got Jaden Springer yesterday, and they got which Zeller? Cody Zeller. Not Cody Stutz, Cody Zeller. Yeah,
Cody Zeller.
They got the wrong Cody.
Now, Cody Zeller and Cody Stutz might play the same amount of minutes for the Rockets this season.
That's zero. An actual possibility at this moment in time. So, silent deadline, missed opportunity. You can weigh in on that if you want. 713-780-3776 to call, to text. from the 713. Paul keeps saying the Rockets didn't do anything. Cody Zeller is quitting his job at GameStop to come to the Rockets. Damn. Is that what he's doing? Is he like a video game entrepreneur or something?
I don't think so.
It's a leave of absence for personal reasons. And I don't know what those personal reasons are. Maybe he was trying to bring back brick and mortar GameStop after the game stonk fun times that we all had together.
He wasn't the guy who got canceled, right?
No.
I think of a different white big man.
You're thinking of Miles Leonard.
That's who I'm thinking of. I feel like
all white people look the same to you, huh, Joe?
Tall white guy, yes.
Zach Collins is also like, not me, guy.
Hey, he's on the Bulls. He's not canceled.
not me.
Not canceled. All right. We do this every single Thursday. It's a little game called How Far Is Too Far?
Gallant and George ask a simple question. How far is too far?
Yeah, we're definitely outside the box now, huh? You gotta ask yourself, how far are you willing to go?
Hell yeah, dude.
All right, we got prop bet questions.
Let's go.
Is it too far to bet on these kind of things? Is the question today.
Okay.
Well,
the answer from every degenerate gambler listening, you know who you are, is no, never.
So we'll start with this one, which obviously if the Houston Texans ever play in the Super Bowl, I will wager as much as I possibly can on what does Super Bowl MVP mention first. -210 favorite. God.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I mean, it would be -1,000 with CJ Stroud.
For CJ Stroud.
Or D'Amico Ryan.
Or D'Amico.
D'Amico started doing that recently, too.
Yeah.
Will Anderson does it. Oh, yeah.
Might be 10,000.
Teammates +325 is second. Then family, then organization, then fans, then coach. Coach, +2,000. Doesn't get the rub.
You know, shout out to Andy Reid.
Yeah, no love to Andy.
And if it's Jalen Hurts that wins, or any Eagle, but especially Jalen Hurts based off reports, I don't think Sirianni's going to be the first name out their mouth.
I got to give a lot of thanks to my brother, Jackson.
That's good.
He didn't do anything over the last year. Also, shout out to my father, who didn't have his fourth DUI this year either.
Don't forget to thank these
two stand-up characters really were role models for me in my life this year.
My dad was the first one to three-peat, actually.
I dramatically fell while laughing. That was fun.
All right, so is that too far to bet on what an MVP will mention first and to be able to bet on God?
It's pretty far. I don't know if it's too far, though, because at least it is somewhat. No,
that's a fun one.
It's somewhat related to the game.
All right, we're back in New Orleans for the Super Bowl. So for the first time, I think ever, you can now wager on if there will be a power outage in the Super Bowl like there was the last time. Is that too far?
No, because that stadium's a dump. I saw someone text in. They were like getting all defensive of New Orleans. The Superdome's a dump. New Orleans is great. That's why the Super Bowl's in New Orleans. They still play in a terrible stadium because New Orleans rules.
And the Superdome is like, I think they're the stadium with the most Super Bowls under the belt, which is either a good thing or a bad thing about how you want to view this. It's either bad that it's been around so long that it can host like 8 Super Bowls. Or it's a good thing because, hey, it's one of the legacy, you know, places in this league. I think if this game was in any other stadium, I'd say this is too far. Because, wait, what? The power's going to go out? This stadium specifically, based off what happened last time, I don't think it's too far to be able to wager on this.
So I'm going to say yes, too far. This bet feels complicated. Prove it that it's a power outage.
Mm.
Like prove it that it's not just like the lights turned off.
Just someone
flickers
them.
Yeah, while they're trashing Drake on stage. Like, how do you prove that?
What if Drake is the one that pulls the plug as they're doing Not Like Us?
So, like, I feel like that's a hard one to, like, know for sure you've won.
And it's one, you're right. You're right. Also about the inside job aspect of this.
Yeah.
Just, if I'm some guy, you know.
Just turn the lights off.
Well, how easy is it to knock out power at the Superdome? Do you just add another cable into like the Clark Griswold-esque wiring that probably is there.
It's out.
I hate to always like make fun of Louisianans, but like you know, we make jokes about certain ethnicities and their ability to turn into light bulb. I honestly do wonder about Louisianans' attention to detail when it comes to electrical wiring.
Well, they said there's new LED lights in there, so, like, you know.
Oh, did they install those properly?
Great question.
Do we really believe that? Sorry, Louisiana, I just don't trust you. I like you. I don't trust you.
How do you feel about, like, the normal ones, like coin toss, Gatorade color? You ever want to dive into those, Paul?
Yeah.
Coin toss, I'm more open to.
Coin toss is psychotic.
That's the worst thing to ever bet on.
I don't bet a lot of money on it.
But they're both at minus odds.
Yep.
So there's...
That's crazy that they're both at minus odds.
Yes. It's literally a 50-50 proposition that you're not getting 50-50 odds on.
It's true.
You're getting worse than 50-50 odds.
Yeah, I do understand.
If you want to bet on a coin flip, just flip a coin in your house.
Yeah, that's true. Gatorade, too many colors. So I don't like to bet on the Gatorade. There's too many colors.
There's a lot of purple talk this year.
Yeah, a lot of purple.
I've seen that because the Chiefs normally, I think the last 2 years, obviously the Chiefs has won. I think it's been blue/purple, both of them. So.
See, that feels complicated, too. That's like the lights thing. Like, how do you know what color it is? Who determines?
I don't know.
Apparently, you can also bet on, will a player or coach cry during the national anthem?
Sirianni's done it before, right?
Yeah.
R.I.P. Demaryius
Chris
Thomas.
Chris Jones.
Because Demaryius Thomas had the, like, biggest teardrops of all time, yeah. I believe, during a national anthem.
I think Chris Jones cried last week.
I think Chris Jones does it. This one's a good one.
Yeah.
I think you have one on each team that will, A, be one of the first, what, five people that they show during the anthem. Because, like, you know, if
there's no Sean Marino, by the way.
If the running back on the Chiefs that has a pet crocodile, like, if that guy cries, like, the camera's not going to show him. You need someone that it's going to get shown that they're tearing up during the anthem. So, with Jones, with Sirianni, I like this one.
Mm-hmm. There's one website that's offering a wager on, I think this is too far, on what will happen to the price of Bitcoin during the game. So, like, will it go up by a certain percentage or down by a certain percentage? You can wager on in a 2-hour time.
Really?
I think that's way too far.
Yeah. You gotta be one of those really annoying people. I'm sorry, like, crypto, bro?
The worst.
I do not care what the blockchain is, and I know you can't explain it to me. So yep. Stop talking about it, please.
Everyone I know that's a pretend crypto bro lost all their money like 2 years ago, so.
Dang.
Yeah, Bitcoin seems to be the only one worth doing if you do it. And I'm not saying you should or you shouldn't, but that's a very weird one to bet on. And honestly, I don't want to go to, like, E-Trade or Robinhood to determine whether or not the stock is going up, so I can watch this and not actually watch the Super Bowl itself.
ESPN 97.5 coin coming soon.
What about the 92.5 coin?
That's next. That's the second rug pull. Low. I mean, investment opportunity.
Taylor Swift, obviously there's a ton of different prop bets for her. I think my favorite one is the order and, like, of what is shown for Taylor Swift. Will she be shown in the first quarter, second quarter, third, or
first? They're
definitely
gonna show
first.
Her every quarter.
First, she's minus 600.
First or second, easy.
Yeah.
Once a quarter is not too much.
Hot it'll take. Be more than that, though, because it'll be every time Kelsey does
something. I was going to say, I think it depends on Kelsey's
game. Kelsey
had
four receptions. That should be that's an over-under to look at perhaps tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. I'm curious what his number's at. Yeah, I think she'll be first quarter. I don't think there's even a question.
Because, yeah, Kelsey.
But would you bet on her first quarter or before the game starts? Because you can also bet on her being shown, like, during, like, America the Beautiful or the National Anthem.
Anthem's a good one.
So, yeah, I think, like, if I was going to bet on this, I want my options to be Anthem
or first
America
quarter.
The Beautiful, first quarter.
Yeah.
Like, which time is she shown first? That's what it should look like.
I believe the first reception for the last two Chiefs playoff games, the first reception has been Travis Kelce. So he gets the ball early. So you know that first catch they're showing, or first catch that's a moderately big play, they're showing Swift. So you have to feel good about it early.
Donna says they'll show her walking into the game. Does that count? Is that bettable?
I don't think that's on the broadcast, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think they'll show her during the national anthem. I think they'll only show players during the national anthem.
Players and coaches.
Right.
Maybe like as it ends, though, when they do the flyover.
There will be one moment where they show all the celebrities at the game. She will be in that. So it's going to be at least one. The real question is how many times do they go back to her?
Is there a number of times?
I haven't seen this one.
Not enough.
Okay.
How far is too far? Continue.
Last one I got here. I'm sure we've all seen the commercials. There's this Kick of Destiny thing.
Yes.
That's happened between Peyton and Eli, where each one will kick a 25-yard field goal. First one makes it, and then the next one goes. You can wager on it.
On whether Peyton or Eli Manning will make a field goal?
Oh, will win. Like, who? I'm the winner of the Kick of Destiny. Like, is Eli going to win or is Peyton going to win a field goal kicking competition? I think that's too far.
I think it is too far. Give me Eli.
Eli, minus 200 favorite.
Too many Mannings.
Eli apparently knows he's in the Hall of Fame. Hasn't told his brother yet, scumbag. Find that out tonight.
Whoa.
Yeah, tell your brother.
Back.
Dang, dog.
What's the Peyton? Is Peyton a plus sign?
Peyton's plus 150 with the ticket.
These are terrible odds. You should never bet on
that. Yeah, you shouldn't bet on that one.
Anyway. But Eli. Give me Eli.
Yeah, I take Eli, too. Yeah, Peyton Manning, never a very good athlete, to be perfectly honest. 832 Texan. I'm from Louisiana. I live in Houston. All my neighbors knock on my door to catch the critters and fix their AC. I believe on the former. I don't believe you on the latter.
What if he works for Daikin?
Ooh. Yikes, Daikin Park, watch out. But we appreciate you listening. Sorry. I mean, I just don't trust the little Superdome. I just don't do it. I would bet on the blackout. But all those other ones, Joe, you got to be a real degen for most of those. So I would say for the most part, all of those,
too far.
Unless you're doing a parlay. And then, fun.
I think that might make it worse.
Well, if you parlay it up, it multiplies it, right?
That's true.
That's true.
But, yeah. Yeah.
So parlay the coin toss with Taylor Swift's first appearance. With the Kick of Destiny, with the blackout. And you still might only still gets like a minus 200.
Galan and George. That's Joe. Sean behind the glass. 713-780-3776 to call to text if you want to weigh in on the Rockets. Lack of action at the trade deadline. It seems that we have all been the victims of some fake news from a team up north. What are we talking about? Stay put.
Houston's independent voice for sports talk. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's Gallant and George
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Last chance to dance, Gallant and George. The Rockets are getting another national TV game. Huzzah! February 21st. It was a 7 o'clock tip-off. Now it's an 8:30 tip-off on ESPN. How about that?
The respect is given. At least one time.
Just once.
We'll see. They'll get more.
I don't know.
I mean, they'll get some more this year.
They have to stop losing.
Yeah,
they've lost four in a row.
But there'll still be a top team in the West most of the year.
That's not saying
no. Not if they keep losing. They do have to stop losing.
They won't. They're not going to keep losing. They play on ESPN. Well, I was not impressed with the Timberwolves last night for the most part. So I'm going to say Rockets win.
Yeah, yeah. Anthony Edwards scored too many points last night to be good against.
Yeah, he scored 49. So I don't know if he scores 49.
And he was trying real hard for 50.
Yeah.
Borderline disrespecting the game of basketball.
The disrespect. Also of note, it seems we have all been victims of fake news. The pictures of Luka Doncic as a Los Angeles Laker have been released. And Luka does not look as fat as the Mavericks were implying he was. Luka was asked about the leaks coming out of the Mavericks organization and said, I'm taking the high road.
I think they really are just trying to make themselves seem better. Though.
Wait, who? The
The Mavericks. They're trying to, like, these. Well,
there's nothing they can do. I mean, the pictures of Luka, like, he doesn't look fat.
But, no, but the smear job.
Yeah.
It was a Boston Sports smear job.
But if you do look at, like, the jersey, it's a little baggy.
It is baggy, and I'll say.
Is he wearing an extra, extra, extra large?
Like,
the pants, especially.
Yeah. Like, I'm not totally sure.
Don't love the muscle definition or lack thereof.
Damn, guys. Damn.
But they are being very selective with how they show. I mean, the jersey is one thing, but on the sideline, getting off the plane, all those videos, do you know what? And the videos of him in practice, Luka Doncic wearing black, all black,
yeah.
Very slimming, trying to look as slim as possible. Or they had him cut weight like a wrestler. I don't know. I don't know what they did, but he definitely doesn't look as fat and out of shape as the Mavericks think he is.
And we like that. We like that because we don't like fat shaming on this show. None of us have ever done that.
No.
Never. Among the three of us.
As a group.
Yeah. As a group, we have not done it. That's for sure. Until just now. I don't know. You guys are doing it.
No, I'm not shaming them.
They're saying 270. To be fair, when they said he got it to 270, they didn't say when. Right? Did they say he got to 270 this year?
I think it was this year.
Was it this year? There's no way he was ever 270.
It's hard to believe. Although he is like 6'7". So 270 on him would look different.
That's true. Good point.
Than on us.
All right, guys. It is time for garbage time.
Oh, I love trash.
Garbage time.
It's garbage.
Starts now.
I'm the trash man.
This is garbage.
Rob Ryan, brother of Rex Ryan, went on a complete tangent while at a press conference yesterday that made the rounds. Keep in mind, while you hear this, Ryan gets up and is walking back and forth on the podium like a stand-up comic.
You know, and I saw the Maiava guy. I coached his uncle. I hated that kid when I first saw him. A USC kid, a little captain. Remember, he could walk under this table right here. Little guy. We draft this little runt. I'm like, oh, man. This guy, I was all over this kid during the OTAs.
Huh, phrasing.
Like, man, this guy, man, you got to run to cover guy. Anyway, so then I'm like, hey, guys, Sweet Live is going on vacation with the family, going out to Hawaii.
What's he talking
going
about?
To Maui. I've never been to Maui. I run things in Oahu, but I'm going to go to Maui. He's like, hey, Rob, you getting any kind of trouble now. You just tell him you know Kalooks. I'm like, man, yeah, I'm going to tell him I know Kalooks. Yeah, get the hell out of here.
He's walking around again.
He is nowhere near the microphone.
Got me and the wife there. Oh, we're going to have a romantic evening. Go out there. No rent-a-car. What do you mean you never called for the rent-a-car? I told you she's Greek. I'm like, yeah, they must have lost it. So, of course, I forgot to call. Now they're out of cars. I'm in Maui. I got no car. So what do? I know Kalooks. I got a car. Oh, you know Kalooks? Swear to God, hand to God, true story. I got a van. I'm like, yeah, Kalooks, my man.
Did he have a drink before this?
Or 12?
He does sound a little intoxicated.
I mean, he sounds coherent.
But not completely coherent.
But like irrational.
The way the story is flowing is not that of a sober person.
No.
But he's not like, he doesn't sound like he's not slurring or anything.
Yeah, he sounds sober, but he's not acting sober. What a bizarre.
What a tangent.
It was all basically
what was the question?
great question.
Was this your handwriting?
It sounds like he wasn't even done yet. Here's the thing about people when they get up there in age, they sometimes tell rambling stories.
Spin a yarn.
I'm going to be so bad at that. I'm going to be so bad at that when I'm older. I'm already bad at it now. One last note in garbage time. Follow up to Marcus Jordan. His DUI arrest while driving onto train tracks. You heard him and on the body cam footage being, you know, a little bit snooty with cops. Well, while in the car, he belligerently demanded officers play Mariah Carey. Can't you play some holiday music or some bleep before adding play some Mariah Carey up in this bitch? He also sang along to Eye of the Tiger by Survivor.
So they were playing music.
They were playing music in the cop car. I didn't know that was allowed.
I was going to say, I didn't think cops played music.
I guess, well, like, when you're Michael Jordan's kid, like, you can't get out of jail, but I guess you get your music all the way there.
You could play that card, and it's like, listen, you're still going to have to spend a night in jail.
But if you want some Eye of the Tiger.
Yeah, but because you're Michael Jordan's kid, we will play music for
you.
And on that note, guys, that's going to wrap up Galan and George. Big thanks to our callers, texters, YouTubers, Twitchers, and everybody else listening. Big thanks to Sean Mapes behind the glass and to Joe George. I am merely Paul Galan. So long, farewell. Have yourselves a wonderful Thursday. The Killer Bees are up next. Peace!
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.